Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ghost in the Night with Phil Sams.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ghost in the Night, a hauntings and paranormal podcast. Thank you so much for coming and joining me for this live stream. If you're catching it after the fact, I do these on Sunday at approximately 8 o'clock. So if you want to be a part of the podcast and get an early view of it, get early access, join me on my Facebook page, and you can get these episodes on Sunday that are released later on in the week. Now, tonight we are going to talk about why people are drawn to the paranormal and what is the driving factor for people's fascination with the paranormal. And I think it's a fascinating topic, and I've been really thinking about this here lately, so I wanted to just kind of come on and do one here and talk about it, because I think it's something that needs to be talked about, because we all have a driving force. We all, everybody that's into this type of field or this has an interest in the paranormal, there's a reason for it. And I have my own opinions, and I think that this is something that kind of will answer some questions on people's, the reason why they are into it and what they're looking for. So that's what we're going to talk about. But before I get started on that, just want to talk about the Cincinnati Ghost Seekers. I want to thank them for sponsoring this episode, because they are having a live event where you can join them in an official ghost hunt on Halloween night. It is at Post Town Elementary in Middletown, Ohio. So if you want to go on an investigation, get your feet wet in this, and see what it's all about, experience it for yourself, head on over to the Cincinnati Ghost Seekers Facebook page, or you can go to CincyGhostTickets.com and get your tickets for this live event on Halloween night. Only $40. It will get you the investigation, some food, some drink, and a good time all around. It's a much better way to spend your Halloween rather than just handing out candy to some snot-nosed kids that are just begging. So if you live in the Southwest Ohio or Southeastern Indiana, head on out and join them for a live event. They'll have people there helping you, taking you around, explaining some stuff to you. If you have no experience whatsoever, if you're a seasoned investigator, you'll enjoy the atmosphere. You will actually hopefully get some activity. I've been there, had some interesting things happen to me there, and I hope to see you there. I can't make it to this one. Actually, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, I can't make it to this one. I wanted to go, but I have a prior engagement. But I want to get back there and possibly do a live stream investigation from Post Town. I've been there a few times, like I said, but it's an interesting place. I've had some interesting activity go on there, and it perplexes me a little, because, you know, I think there's something there, but I just can't put my finger on it just yet. So hopefully I will be able to get back there. I can't join you for this event, but if you want to go, be sure to visit the Cincinnati Ghost Seekers Facebook page, or go to CincyGhostTickets.com and get those $40 tickets. It'll be well worth the money, and it'll be a good time had by all. So thanks to them for sponsoring this episode, and get out there and get your tickets. So let's go ahead and start the podcast. Like I said, we're going to talk about what draws people to the paranormal. Why do people enjoy the paranormal? Or what is their fascination with it? That is something that is been, like I said, on my mind lately. Because I think there isn't a correct answer to this. There isn't a reason why everybody is attracted to this, why people actually go out and investigate, or why they spend hours upon hours going down a YouTube rabbit hole on the paranormal. But it is something that draws people, and I think there are some specific reasons for it. Like I said, there's not a right or wrong answer. Everybody's is going to be different in why they want to investigate the paranormal. However, I do think there's one underlying reason for all of it, or everybody has some sort of similar reason for it when you go down deep and really get to the crux of the matter. I think we all have one thing, and I will get to that in just a little bit. But when we talk about the paranormal, and I've said this in the past, the paranormal is much more than just the spirit world, the afterlife, heaven and hell, angels and demons. The spirit world is just, or the afterlife portion of it, is just a fraction of the paranormal. Paranormal is something we don't understand. Anything we don't understand, or anything science does not have a rational explanation for, is part of the reason, or is part of the paranormal. So the paranormal involves naturally ghosts, naturally spirits, cryptids, Bigfoot. Yes, Bigfoot is a paranormal. UFOs, aliens, and I've said in the past, I think maybe all this stuff is related. When you talk about aliens or extraterrestrials or UFOs or whatever, who's to say they aren't dimensional? Who's to say they are actually visiting from a distant solar system or a different galaxy or another portion of the universe? Maybe they are dimensional. Maybe they are all around us. You know, I've talked about how there's parallel universes, or there could be parallel universes, which I personally think there is, but that's, you know, I talked about that earlier. But who's to say they're coming from outer space? Who, they could be just jumping to this dimension, this realm. And that is why some of the sightings and even cryptids. I mean, there is a connection between Bigfoot and possible, you know, dimension jumping. That would explain why you see them one minute, you could just lose tracks. I don't know. Now, I know cryptids is a touchy subject. People, you either ride or die with them or you don't. But I think it is something we all have to wrap our head around, that all these things are connected. Because you definitely, if you are having a lot of UFO experiences, if you are seeing a lot of strange things at night, odds are, if you open your eyes and look around, you're going to have some ghost interactions. You are going to have some weird activity going on in your home, or you might even see some kind of weird cryptid creature or something to that effect. A lot of times they all accompany each other. So if you are experiencing the paranormal, if you are experiencing, you know, maybe, you know, manifestations or apparitions, you know, might want to walk outside. Maybe there's something going on there. So they're all connected. And I think that people really, I talked about this in the Catching Orbs episode. You know, once you get your eyes opened up to it, sometimes it only takes that one experience to really spark the drive to learn more, to experience more. And that is one reason why a lot of people get into the paranormal, or why people get interested in this, and why people start going out and looking for things like this, is because they want that experience. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about thrill seekers. Now, yes, there is a fraction of paranormal investigators that are just merely into it for the thrill. They are wanting to actually experience that. Excuse me. But, and that's not even wrong. I don't disparage anybody for doing that. I love that rush when I go on an investigation and there's some things start going on and you start to hear some weird noises that you can't truly explain. And, hello, start experiencing that kind of stuff, where you do a little mini investigation and then go back and review the evidence real quick, and you hear a possible intelligent response answering a question you just asked minutes earlier, that gets the blood pumping. That gets things moving, and you want to continue that. It's like a drug, and it's that adrenaline that starts pumping through your body. So you start chasing that, for lack of a better word, high. When you get a response, or when you get activity. So there are a fraction of people that want to experience things. Now the reasons for wanting to experience things can be different. It can be because, you know, they have answers. They want to, you know, kind of know what is out there. It's just not because they're, you know, want to go against mainstream science, because there is some scientists that completely, you know, do not want to have anything to do with the paranormal. They think it's just a bunch of whatever. And they don't want to touch it. And they give no credibility to it. But, you know, what's really funny is, really, as the years go by, mainstream science is actually starting to, I don't want to say embrace the paranormal, but they are starting to, you know, come around and say, okay, there might be something to the spirit world. Now, they can't prove it. They can't, you know, document it in any way. But when they start looking into physics and especially on a quantum level, and like I said, I'm a moron. I know nothing about that kind of stuff. But from what I have read, that they are starting to really come around and really say, okay, we don't have all the answers. There's some weird stuff going on the quantum level that, you know, could possibly not prove, but correlate with what we are experiencing in real life, or in our level, whatever you want to say. Because the problem, from what I understand, I don't understand it completely, so don't kill me on this, but there are some paranormal things going on at the quantum level, and if they go on there, there's a lot of researchers, a lot of scientists that believe they can go on, and we can experience those things that are happening on that quantum level, but the problem is the magnification, and when things get bigger, it dilutes. I'm still kind of looking into this a little bit more, but there is something to it, and it's not just pushed under the rug like it has been in the past, or discounted like it has been in the past. So that's a good thing, that, you know, because if any answers are going to be made, and that is another reason why people get into the paranormal, because they want to find answers. And like I said, I'll get to the one common denominator here in a little bit, toward the end, of, you know, kind of everybody does have this really one thing that really drives them. And it's not going to be a big surprise. Once I say it, you're going to actually say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But people want answers. We are inquisitive people. Or the human race, you know, strives to get answers. They want to answer questions that are tough. They don't like it. We don't like things easy. And the year 2020 proves that without a doubt. We don't like things when they're easy. We like it when things get a little hairy, get a little rough. And that is when we are at our best. That is when great strides are made in technology, in science, is when things get a little rough. People work that much harder and move forward and actually make some advances. And that is what we're going to need in the paranormal field. People, we need to get some, you know, scholars to actually look into it and not be afraid to look into it. Because that is what is going to help people like me and other investigators to actually prove that, not prove, but answer some questions. And that is what, there are those people that want to answer questions. They have serious questions about what is out there, what they are experiencing, or what other people are experiencing, and they want to find those answers. So they are searching to solve a problem, because the paranormal is a problem. You know, that is something that people, not everybody can get behind, and we need to get more eyes on the problem, and the more eyes we have on the problem, the better off we will be when it comes to finding those answers. Is there an afterlife? What happens when the lights go out? Are we interacting with people, or not people, spirits? Is there something to the UFO issues that are going on right now? What is causing these sightings? What is causing all these cryptids to be seen? There is definite research to be done, and we need mainstream science to not necessarily lend credibility to it, but actually look into it and use their intellect and use their resources and use their mind power to solve the problem. And as a paranormal investigator, I've said this in the past, you can't be married to the idea. You have to be open to the fact that there is a regular rational explanation that does not involve the spirit world, does not involve the afterlife. You have to come to that conclusion that what is happening, what people are experiencing, there is a scientific reason for it that might not have anything to do with demons, with angels, with God. There might be something to it other than just that. And you have to be okay with that. You have to go wherever the evidence, go wherever the science takes you, and wherever your investigation takes you. So you have to keep an open mind. Now, a lot of people getting back on topic, got a little sidetracked there. I did post this on some of my social media and got some this question, why are people fascinated with the paranormal? And I got some interesting responses. And, you know, most of it was, you know, they're looking for the experience. They're looking to answer questions like those two I just talked about. You know, and there's even, you know, looking to prove that there is a God, you know, or becoming closer to God. Now, if you do not believe in God, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not, you know, whatever you believe, it's not me to tell you what to believe. Now, do I believe there's a higher power? Absolutely. Just for the mere fact of, if you look around and you look how splendid things are, something had to create this. Now, I will say this, I'm not going to say God is an old man with a gray beard sitting on a mountaintop. No. I've said this, God is a being. God is energy. It does not have any kind of sexual orientation. I think God is energy. God is the creator. And if you've done any research into it, you know, we were created in God's image is what the Bible says. We are energy. God is energy. So that is something we need to look at. And you can't go into it with those kind of biases. You need to look at it like, okay, something created this, and what is it? So that is one reason why. It's a good reason why people are fascinated with the paranormal. And another reason is, you know, naturally, I've talked about the ghost hunting shows, or, you know, Ghost Adventures, Ghost Nation, Ghost Hunters, and all those shows. Naturally, that does drive the train a little bit. They, you know, it does spark the popularity of it. And that's not necessarily a good thing. If you've listened to me in the past, you know I'm not a big fan of them, just for the mere fact that I don't think they accurately represent paranormal investigating. I mean, It's something that, it's an entertainment-based genre. And that is something you have to keep in mind when you know, if you're looking to get into the paranormal or you're looking to go on that live ghost hunt on Halloween night, it's not necessarily like the reality paranormal shows. There's a lot of downtime. There's a lot of time that you don't get anything. You just don't show up to a place and shit starts going off like crazy. No. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the work. You have to look stupid by sitting in the dark, asking questions, talking to yourself, essentially. So, I mean, that is, it's great that these paranormal reality shows get into, or at least bring the paranormal to light. And I think that is why the paranormal is no longer taboo to talk about. And people are much more open to express their paranormal feelings. Because it's happened to me, and I've heard other hosts and other people talk about this. You know, people find out you're in the paranormal, or you're into the paranormal, and they kind of might give you a weird look a little bit. But I guarantee you, if you're at a party, for instance, and somebody says, hey, yeah, he has a paranormal podcast. We'll just use me, for instance. And, you know, yes, some people will scoff at it. Some people will kind of, you know, give you a little, oh, why you waste your time with that? But I guarantee you, some of those same people and other people will say, yeah, I don't put much credence into it, but this one thing did happen to me once. Everybody's got a story like that. And that is what drives a lot of people, is to answer those questions, to kind of find out why people are having these experiences. And hopefully, you know, one day we will get that. Because like I just said, the more eyes we have on the problem, the more people we have working the problem, the more things are going to, the more chance we will have for more answers, or at least getting a good understanding or a better understanding of the paranormal. Okay, now, you know, I'm going to keep this one a little bit shorter. I'm not done yet, but I'm going to keep this one a little shorter because I want to get to the meat of this episode. The main reason I feel, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I talked about people wanting answers. I talked about just the general fascination of it. The thrill seekers. Those are all well and good. But there is one reason. If you look deep inside yourself and ask yourself why you are interested in the paranormal, why you are watching or listening to this podcast, or why do you listen to other paranormal podcasts, if you ask yourself that question and be honest with yourself, it's a fear of death. Everybody, and I would even say atheists, who believe once the lights go out, there is nothing, have a fear of death. And if you or we or me or whatever can prove there is a spirit world, that there is something to these interactions that people are having with possible spirits, possible ghosts, possible demons, whatever, that proves that once you pass away, once you kick it, then possibly there is life after death. We can prove that the paranormal, prove that the spirit world is an actual thing. That is what drives everybody who has a fascination with the paranormal. Because nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to think about, once we die, that it's just over. That's a scary thought. You know, if we can actually put some credence and put some scientific fact to the paranormal field, then there's no reason to fear death. We know we move on. We know there is something after this. Now, personally, I'll give my opinion here. There is something after this. Like I said earlier, we are energy, and energy does not die. And I will talk about in future episodes near-death experiences. I know that's a real touchy and iffy subject, and it can really bring out the worst in people when you talk about near-death experiences, but I do want to talk about it because I think that is part of the issue and part of the problem is the fear of death. And if energy doesn't pass away and we are made up of energy, our consciousness is energy, because nobody truly knows what our consciousness is. They do not know where it comes from. Is it manufactured in our brain, in our mind, or is it coming from someplace else and our brain is actually just the receiver and transmitter of is it the router of our consciousness? And it comes into our brain and it comes, how can I say it anymore? It just comes into our brain and we are the laptop of the world, and the consciousness is pushed out of our brain. But if that's the case, and that's what I believe, and if I'm being honest, that's what I think. I do not think our consciousness is based or manufactured in our brain. I think it's somewhere out in the ether, somewhere out in the universe, somewhere out in the heavens, and it is pushed into our brain. Our brain picks up on it and transmits it, and we are living this life. Now, I joke around about, when you want to talk about heaven and hell, that's great. And I joke around about this, to friends and family and people I know in the field. If there is a hell, there's a good bet, and 2020 proves it even more, we might be in hell right now. Let's be honest. Maybe this is just one stop along the way. Maybe we were all assholes in a previous life, and we have to come spend a lifetime here and then get another shot somewhere else. Now, I don't know about reincarnation. I'm not completely, I do think there is an afterlife. I do think our energy, once we pass from this vessel to the next part of our journey, I think that's real. I think that truly happens. But I don't know if we come back to this realm or to this planet and redo it all over again. To me, that would be a waste of time. I think we move on to something else, hopefully, in my opinion, and that would be best case scenario. I mean, I don't think this earth is all there is to it. I think this is only one stop in the journey. So I don't know about all that. But the bottom line is people fear death. And that is what drives everybody to look into the paranormal, to find out what is going on and hopefully gain some understanding to the paranormal and, have some peace of mind that this isn't it. This isn't the end of the journey when we pass away. And we all have, when our loved ones pass, we all want to say, they're all moved on to a better place. And then I joke around about this. I've been to several funerals where, the people talking say, oh, he's in heaven now. But yet, I sit and walk around and said, the guy was an asshole. He didn't spend a day in church, but you're saying he's in heaven? Then everything we've all done, all we've learned in the church, that we are judged, and if we don't make the cut, we're going to hell. If anybody's going to hell, that person's going to hell. We've all been there. It's amazing how people say that kind of stuff at a funeral. But funerals aren't for the dead. And that is one thing I tell, my kids, or told my kids. The funerals aren't for the dead. The funerals are for us to cope, to deal with the loss. Because trust me, when I kick the bucket, I'm not going to be at my funeral. I'm not going to be hovering above, checking to see who's there. I'm hopefully moving on to whatever comes next and whatever happens. And that is what drives us in the paranormal, is that fear of death. That is the common denominator in all of it. That is why people are so fascinated with the paranormal. Even UFOs. I don't care. People will argue with me on this. Even if you are a UFOlogist, deep down inside, you're looking to prove that there's other things out there. There's more meaning to this than what appears to be. And that is your driving force. Because it all boils down to death. It all boils down to our fear of croaking. Let's be honest. And I mentioned this in a previous episode. People who have done psychedelics, the one common denominator, it seems like, from people who have done it and talked about their experiences while under the influence or tripping, is there's no fear of death. They know that something is coming, this isn't the end of the journey. This is just one stop along the way. That is comforting to these people. So, you know, is it just all an illusion in the mind? But does it matter if it is? If it gives somebody comfort in not fearing death, then who cares? And if your interest in the paranormal is because you want to find answers about death because you are scared to, you know, die and leave your loved ones, then who's to say, who are we to say that you're wrong? That's why I hate to get in arguments with atheists in any way, shape, or form, because it's a waste of time. Because who am I, if I did not believe in any of this, if I did not believe in an afterlife, if I did not think that there was something more to this life, who am I to, you know, piss on somebody else's parade? Let them believe whatever they want. You know, it's no skin off my nose. It's like, you know, some of the crazy stuff that has been talked about here lately, you know, whether you believe space is fake or whatever. I don't give a rat's ass if space. If people believe the earth is flat and space is fake. Hell, for all I know, it might be. We might live on a flat earth. I don't freaking know. And I don't really freaking care. That's why I hate those type of arguments, because it's just a waste of my time. Because if tomorrow the government of the world came out and said the earth is flat, we lied to you, you know, for the past couple centuries, sorry, doesn't change my life one damn bit, that's okay, I'm going to get up and go to work tomorrow anyway, there's no big revelation in it. However, if the government came up and said, we do know there is an afterlife, our journey doesn't end with our heartbeat, when our heartbeat stops. That's not the end of our journey. That, my friends, does change the game. That is important. Not whether the stars that we see at night are just lights being projected somewhere, or we are surrounded by a dome. And, you know, that doesn't bother me. I don't even give a rat's ass about all that. But is there something after death? And like I said in other episodes, I'm okay with the simulation theory. If you tell me this is a simulation, I'm good. I can deal with it. I just hope the guy who's playing me in the whatever, it kind of does a better job. It is what it is. But I don't think that we should judge people on their beliefs. Let them believe whatever the hell they want, and we'll go from there. But I do think, in my heart of hearts, that the fear of death is what drives the popularity of the afterlife. The popularity of the paranormal, is what I should have said. That is what really pushes us to, you know, find out more about the field, to answer questions, because we want to know what is after this. It's a scary thought just to think that Once you die, it's over. The ride is over. So I don't know. Let me know what you think. You can send me an email at gitnpodcast@gmail.com. That is the best email to get from. Get me some information or get me a response. Don't forget, follow me on all my social media accounts. Twitter @night_ghost. Naturally, Facebook @ghostinthenight. And on Instagram, ghost_night_podcast. Those are the best ways to get a hold of me. That is the best way to interact with me. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Now, I got a lot of things I want to talk about in upcoming episodes. I want to dive a little bit more into the physics side of the paranormal. And I know I spoke about this a little bit earlier, you know, how it seems like science and the paranormal, you know, we're inching closer together. Now, I am doing how to investigate the paranormal series of episodes. I'm recording them now. I do have one in the books, the first one already, and I will release that this upcoming week. I'll probably release that one on Thursday, possibly. But there's going to be several episodes on that, how to investigate the paranormal, best practices and things such as that. But be on the lookout for that. And basically, it's just going to be part one, part two, part three, whatever. I don't know how many there are going to be at this point. I guess there'll be as many as there needs to be. Like I said, I got the first one in the books. It's recorded and ready to be uploaded. But I didn't want to do it just yet. I don't know what I'm going to do for the Halloween edition. Or the Thursday before or after the Halloween. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do much in regards to any special episode for Halloween. I don't think so. People texting me while I'm doing the podcast. Jeez. Well, thank you, Sydney, for, you know, whenever you're done recording. All right. We're going to wrap this one up now that I'm being summoned from some of the kids to run them places because I'm their personal Uber account. But don't forget to, you know, subscribe to the YouTube channel and let me know what, if you were, you know, watching this and you have another reason why you are fascinated with the paranormal, be sure to send me an email, like I said, at gitnpodcast.com or @gmail.com. Let me know your experiences. Let me know what is your driving force to be interested in the paranormal. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. What the hell was I going to say? Ain't that a bitch? But bottom line is, let me know what your experiences are. You know, if you have a paranormal experience, if you've experienced something that you can't explain, reach out, tell me the story. And if you want to do an interview on the podcast, we'll do it by phone. We'll talk about your experiences. I do get a lot of emails about people's experiences, especially when I did the Demonic Scratches episode. You know, that was one that really sparked a lot of experiences and people asking questions about that kind of stuff. People get scratched all the time, but there's a lot that goes into it, and you know, there's a lot that it's common, but is it a demon? Do new for sure. But if you have an experience and you want to come on the podcast and share it with me and with the listeners, by all means, just reach out and let me know. I do have a few paranormal teams that should be lined up, and I'll have them on and get their opinions on the paranormal, what they investigate, why they like to investigate, and things such as that. I'm going to hopefully, like I said, dive a little bit more into the physics aspect of the paranormal and how things are starting to come together a little bit more. Wow. But You know, like I said, physics is a, it's going to take me a while because I'm a high-functioning moron. And I, you know, that's like reading Latin to me at times. It's going to take me a lot to, you know, understand it to well enough to actually talk about somewhat mildly, intelligently, which probably won't happen anyway. But let me know what you think. Going to do those, how to investigate the paranormal, the physics, and the paranormal. Want to do another cryptid episode. I'm found some interesting cryptids I want to talk about. We have one here in southern Ohio that I want to talk about, the Ludlum Frogman. I'm definitely going to talk about that one. But, you know, those are just some of the things that are coming up on the future episodes. Hopefully you can join me for those. Like I said, I do go live on Sundays at 10 o'clock. Now, I have been releasing after the I record them on Sunday nights like I'm doing now. I generally don't release them to my podcast feed till Thursday. That's going to change. I'm going to hopefully try to release these maybe tomorrow, maybe Tuesday. Don't know exactly how it's going to work out exactly, but I want to release them earlier in the week and do another release on Thursday of just something that I recorded, like the part one of how to investigate the paranormal will be this Thursday. So I want this episode to come naturally, to come out before that. That's how that's going to work. Because I want to start doing at least two episodes a week now and see how that works. And then hopefully it won't be too stressful and won't kill me too much. So that is going to wrap up this episode. Don't forget, you want to go on a live investigation, head on over to the Cincinnati Ghost Seekers and check out their Halloween night public investigation. $40 gets you food, drink, ghost hunting. What more could you want on a spooky Halloween night in a creepy old school? It's an awesome time. I've been there myself, like I said. Had some weird experiences. I've done a few videos of my experiences there. And I'm hoping to go back. I wish I could go to this event, but unfortunately, I can't make this one. But, like I said, I want to get back in there and possibly do a live ghost hunt at Post Elementary. But head on over to Cincinnati Ghost Seekers. And they have it posted all over their Facebook page. And just Google search them. You can find them. Or go to CincyGhostTickets.com to get those tickets for that Halloween night investigation. That's going to wrap it up. We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.